On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter's being fabulous all week. We appreciate his help and his hard work. On the news line with us now, Samantha Pearson is back, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator, and has been following and making sure that the COVID-19 pandemic, that information hygiene is brought up and talked about and information is there, and that the Radio Free Lewisburg podcast has great interviewers, and Miss Hagenboot does a fabulous job with that, so we are very appreciative of that. Good morning, Samantha. Thanks for checking in today.
Morning, Mark.
Where do we start? We're transitioning into the yellow phase, so what's sort of your top-of-the-mind information as we try to do a limited restart in our area tomorrow?
Well, so the big thing to realize is that this is going to be a push, an effort on all of us to maintain, actually, our vigilance and even possibly step it up while we are going to get some relaxation of restrictions or, you know, relaxation of limitations allowing additional businesses to open. That's actually going to increase the number of contacts in the community and potential avenues for transmission. So all of the things we've been doing ourselves as individuals, we're going to have to do even more. That's really good hygiene. That's wearing masks in public places or public accommodations specifically, and using social distancing.
Well, so we have to make sure that any place, any time. I mean, I think in the podcast one time you answered the question, can you walk around the block without a mask? And, you know, I think the answer was, well, probably it's a good idea to wear the mask. But now you're going to see more people everywhere. You're going to be in downtown Lewisburg, for example. And a lot of the stores are going to be, you know, open in at least a limited fashion. So that's the kind of thing you want to exercise. You mean really double down on the mask wearing and probably the hand washing as well?
Hand washing as well, and social distancing. So on the one hand, we've been thinking in our heads of social distancing as the businesses being closed, but social distancing is still something that we are working on implementing with businesses open. So most businesses, if they're able, are still going to have people working from home, you know, curbside or limited interaction, and provisions to help people be apart from each other, even when they are in each other's presence. And so all of this is not going to look exactly like business as usual, which I know everyone is really anxious to get back to, but we really aren't there yet. We need to, if we want more businesses open, we must do these things. The mask question, like you said, if you're walking around and you're not going to see anyone, there's no obligation to wear a mask. But if you know that your neighborhood or, you know, the street you're going to be on will have quite a few people, even if you aren't going into the businesses, it may be more realistic to wear the mask and keep the 6 feet of distance. That's also confusing to people. They're like, well, if I'm wearing a mask, why do I also have to keep 6 feet of distance? We have been sharing some graphics. We also have an entire post on our website that has lots of references about this. Precisely because, you know, acknowledging that recommendations have changed, but that's also because our understanding of the virus has changed over time.
Well, there is this big undercurrent of, I'm going to call it argument, it's discussion about, you know, we want our freedom back, we want our rights, we want to follow the Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal based on Pennsylvania's stay-at-home order and the partial businesses shut down, the non-essential businesses shut down. What do you say about folks who say, well, I want my freedom, and the trade-off is social responsibility or sort of doing the right thing under these circumstances?
Right. So first, I would say my response would first be empathy and appreciating where people are coming from, but it would also then be, we all know that our freedoms have limits based on our obligations to other people. You know, your freedom to swing your arm ends at when you make contact with my nose. There are limitations on speech. You can't shout you know, you endanger people by shouting fire in a crowded theater, one could say that we are, as a nation, in a crowded theater, and people are doing things that are the equivalent of causing potential stampedes or danger to people. Now, the entire country is not in the same theater, so, or not in the same space along the block where the fire is happening. That metaphor is getting really weird, but so we are. That's where our yellow for part of the state is coming from. Where we're trying to be responsive to, you know, the state is trying to be responsive to the people who are in parts of the state that have had fewer cases to date, but. What we need to recognize is, while New York may be on the far side of an initial hump, we are not. Like, there's this weird talking of a second wave. We're like, we're still like pre-first wave locally. So, I mean, we have a trickle of cases, a trickle of cases, and certainly a low number of deaths in the valley so far. But, and so, in order to stick with that, we do need to take actions that will help ourselves and other people. I think actually, not. I know people don't want to hear from me about this. So we know, like in the Radio Free Lewisburg podcast, we actually brought on a former radio guy, you know, local and former Republican congressional staffer, Mike Glazer, to talk with Julie about. The people protesting the stay-at-home orders and stuff like that, and I think his insights are really helpful for people. So that's actually available on our LewisburgNeighborhoods.org website. You can get to it from there, or you can look for it at Lewisburg at RadioFreeLewisburg.libsyn.com. LIBSYN. Actually, that stands for Liberated Syndication. So it's actually about. There are some forms of freedom that make sense right now, and there are other forms that we need to... doesn't mean they're put on hold forever, but it's about the conditions we're in.
Well, and this is an opportunity for us to kind of do the right thing. I'd like you to explain that we are going to go to yellow face, and some businesses will be allowed to open in a certain way, you know, monitoring their social distancing and so on, and that... really, the anticipated outcome is that we will start to spread the disease in greater numbers, but those numbers will be able to handle, the hospitals will be able to handle it, doctors and testing, and the PPE supply is there. I guess sort of explain that a yellow phase created surge is anticipated.
Well, it's unclear who really gets that, but that is a pretty much very likely outcome. Now, there is confusion because, for example, places in parts of Europe are starting to also relax their restrictions, very modestly, to be honest, but to a certain extent. However, they're further along in their curve. In other words, they have been reducing their numbers of new cases for longer. So I believe it's in Hamburg, Germany. There are some schools that will be going back. There are, a few other things that will be happening. There are definitely a big opening by their perspective, but they're also down to, you know, six new cases in a day. Now, we don't compare ourselves to, compare the U.S. to the entire country of Germany. It's more like comparing the U.S. to the entire, political organization of Europe, the EU. And you start seeing that we're a couple of weeks behind, and we still, as a nation, have so many cases coming up that it's hard to see whether we're going to be able to keep them down by being on top of them with testing and stuff like that. So what you're saying is we're hoping we can do that in our area because we've had so few, but we're going to have to see. If people want this to work, it's going to be very dependent, like I was saying, on this ultra-good hygiene, wearing the mask, and trying to keep that 6-foot separation.
Well, and we don't quite know how the virus will act. They talk about that in Harrisburg, is that, the virus is the decider. We've never done a yellow phase in Pennsylvania, and we've never had exactly this virus, so we don't know precisely how this will go, but we hope this is an acceptable amount of risk. Well, you've mentioned the podcast a couple of times, and you mentioned Mike Glazer was on this week, or well, I guess it started last week. Who's going to be on the next phase of the Radio Free podcast, and tell us what we'll learn.
So we're working on the things that do continue in this period of unusualness. So we're going to be talking to Linda Harris from the League of Women Voters, talking about mail-in ballots and how that is something that the state of Pennsylvania did put into place last fall, and it was going to be rolled out for this election anyway during this primary. So we talked to her about that. We'll also be talking a bit about the, I'm not sure if it's going to make it into this particular episode, but we'll talk about the census, and then other questions about, you know, what does yellow phase return to normal, quote, end quote, look like.
Well, we'll talk more about that at 740, LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, the website. I'm going to put you on hold. You can stay or go as you see fit, but we're going to pick up again at 740. Samantha, thank you so much for this much information, and we'll be back shortly.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager, and just been a tremendous help to the whole community there and our regional community, helping us with coronavirus mitigation effort, common sense, real facts, and great information and go-to places for more on these important topics.
This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super duper glad to see everybody on the radio. Rob Center is our fabulous producer, so we appreciate his help and hard work. Back on the news line with us now with Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. And she's helping us transition safely into the yellow phase. Sam, can I ask you, what does proper social distancing look like? For example, if you're in a grocery store, can you pass somebody in the aisle going the other way? What does proper sanitization look like when it's in our home or at our workplaces? Tell us about masking done right. Give us a glimpse of that, please.
Sure. So, okay, so the social distancing questions, in the grocery store, people have started to see, you know, grocery stores setting up directional arrows on the floors and marking floors so that people don't have to calculate 6 feet for themselves or carry a cane. They mark those tick marks on the floor to help people line up a little bit further apart. Directional arrows on the aisles help solve the passing problem because most grocery store aisles are not wide enough. So in theory, you should just sort of sneak your way through, picking up things as you go and trying not to pass people. Now, you know, it's not like you're spending, you know, a long time with people in the grocery store. So, you know, it's you're not going to hang out with them for 5 minutes. But at the same time, you just don't know what's going on with people or what's going on with you. That's one of the biggest issues, is the fact that you can be contagious and not ever have symptoms or not yet have developed symptoms is why we have to sort of go through all this. So that's about grocery stores. You also asked about, you know,
distancing, masking, right? Yeah, proper masking and diligent masking, I guess.
Right. So there's a lot of people you'll see who are either have their mask hanging off one ear, or they're fiddling with their mask with their hands, or they pull their mask down so that they can talk or breathe better, and all of those things sort of undo the point of the mask. Now, at a certain level, the mask is intended, the public is using homemade masks or cloth masks, and these are not protective by any stretch to the same degree that, you know, manufactured masks are or can be. Even manufactured masks, though, if worn improperly, don't really do anything. So we have to realize that we're even ratcheting down from that. You need the mask itself to not be dirty and to to be in position to catch your exhalations. That's the whole point. Your hands are either picking things up or taking things from your face and then carrying them around. So that's why you wouldn't want to be touching the mask mask surface at all, if possible. And so, like, when you take it off, you would go into your house, take it off by using the straps or the elastic bands, put it directly into the wash, and then washing your hands the way we've been practicing now for a month, with soap, water, extensive scrubbing for, 20 to 30 seconds. That's something that, just being aware of, well, I came in the door, I'm doing these things, to wash my hands, what did I touch along the way? Either you get good at not touching things along the way, or you asked about hygiene. Just how do you keep surfaces clean? So if you're in your house and you did a deep cleaning at the beginning and now you're just cleaning things whenever someone who may have gone out has the opportunity to bring something in, that's fine. It's not like you have to keep washing your own house within an inch of its life if you're not having that much interaction. Yellow phase means that all of us may be having more interactions, so you may have to clean in your house more often, and all the sites of those interactions, particularly businesses, are going to have to be really vigilant. So there are guidelines. The Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I think also the Central PA Chamber, are helping businesses to figure out what that means. But at a certain level, it means being ready, either leaving doors open so that people don't have to touch them, rubbing them down, wiping them down with disinfectant, used properly itself, allowed to sort of soak in, and then wiped off with clean materials. All these things, teaching people or showing people, reminding people to stay back, use a mask, and observe limitations on how many people can be in the facility at a time. All these things are new and different, and we really have to think through them. Actually, I don't know if you all were covering the Snyder County Commissioners meetings. They are an example. They've been trying to still meet in person, but doing the things in order to meet in person with distancing. So they're meeting outdoors in their portico at the front of their building. They're outdoors, they're separated, and they're wearing masks. And presumably they're also using extensive hygiene, not sharing pens or, things like that. So I think that's a good, way to start thinking about it is there's even a relaxation on the number of people that can gather, but the people who are gathering, anyone who is gathering, needs to observe distancing. So it's not like, oh, I'm just going to have my usual barbecue. If you were to try to have some gathering of up to 25 people even, all those people would need to be at least 6 feet apart, wearing masks, and with stepped-up hygiene.
Okay. Well, yeah, we talked about the Snyder County Commissioners when they started meeting outdoors, and they don't even exchange papers. Everybody gets their own copy of the agenda, their own copy of these resolutions, their own copy of, so that they're not handing papers back and forth, left and right all the time. So as much as possible, anyway, I suppose if they all three had to sign the same thing, they might want to glove up and take care of that. Let's talk about two points so that we don't lose the chance. You started to talk about the podcast. Linda Harris of the League of Women Voters is on, since we have a spring primary election that's just a few weeks away now. And what else is in the podcast, and sort of what was her theme?
So her theme is just getting word out about Act 77, which is the state law from last year that does make voting in the comfort of your home possible. It puts in place a mail-in ballot that actually is in parallel. There's still also the absentee ballot option. They have slightly different requirements, but they, because of the way the absentee ballot is written into the state constitution, it was easier just to introduce the mail-in ballot as its own thing. You can find all of that at votespa.com and sign up. Voter registration for the June 2nd primary is through May 18th, and you can also apply for your absentee ballot. It does take some time, especially with offices being working from home and on having limited hours. It does take some time to get your ballot back, and then you have to leave time to then return the ballot that you receive in the mail, return that in the mail to your election office. So there is a process, and we go over that with her.
Right, so you can do that. Yeah, and you can do that at a courthouse. You do not need to have the internet to vote by mail. You can pick up the form from the courthouse vestibule, and soon there'll be some limited appointments at some of the courthouses around here, so you could go in, and so that can be done.
That's also a good point. There are some, so if you don't have internet, you can go and pick up a form or get someone to bring you a form. You also, if you don't have a current driver's license, you may need to actually print out and mail in the form. You won't be able to do it online anyway. So that's just something to be aware of for people who are in that position.
And we've heard more about that lately, people telling us, calling us, and saying, stop saying all these websites. You know, I, like X percentage of people around here, do not use the internet. And so we need actual phone numbers, and we need addresses and locations and times. I can't just say you can get the address and the phone number and the location and times at WKOK.com. These good listeners keep reminding us. All right, well, we have a few moments left. Let's talk about the great outdoors. You alluded to it a little bit. Walk It, Bike It coordinator hat goes back on, and we talk about making sure that we get some fresh air at some point these days.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we do know that going outside is good for your health, it's good for your mental health, it's good for your physical health. As the president keeps insisting, it's also potentially good to help disinfect surfaces and things like that. So we're happy with the sun, and we want people to get outside, but we also want them to do so safely. So Walk It, Bike It is doing what we can to remind people that basically you still need to social distance outside, and that if we do this right, if we social distance properly, that helps keep our trails open the same way it can help keep our economy open.
So that's important for folks to do. Let's see, LewisburgNeighborhoods.org is the website to get more information about some of the items and activities and sound advice that we've talked about. And the best way to get Radio Free Lewisburg is just to go to LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, and then the click through is there. Additional comments, anything else to add to our discussion, please, Samantha?
Sure. So I did want to just put in a plug for discussion of information hygiene. Again, it's a sort of weird concept, but very urgent right now. Basically, it's a caution to people on the one hand. It's been around for a while, the concept, and it's like keeping yourself safe from information overload and managing your information and information storage. But it's also how we form habits that help guard against misinformation, which is really important right now. So infodemic.blog is a great resource on that. On that count that we've been promoting, there are others. If you just look up, put the whole phrase information hygiene in quotes, you can find some more. You'll also find ones about managing your personal information online. That's another, you know, another dimension of information hygiene. But the one that's most pertinent right now is about just helping yourself and other people to guard against viral and enticing, but information.
Yeah, it seems to have a life of its own. If you just stay off of social media, probably help yourself out, or stick to some of your reliable sources and skip the conversations and the add-ons and comments. Thank you so much, Samantha. Please check in regularly and make sure that we're up to date on this, and keep up the good work on the podcast. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator, and LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, her website.